for Carrington Cardinal Softball here on KDAK, the Cardinal. Carrington Cardinal Softball is brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Central City Lumber, Hefty Seed, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Central City Concepts, Brinster Law, Headlocks, OK Tire, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Pickett Insurance, Sendak, DJ's Home Center, Napa Auto Parts, Dakota Growers Pasta Company, Central Pharmacy, Bank Forward, Bassett Motors, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Bremer Bank, Dakota Central, Foster County Independent, and the Hydration Station. And now, let's go out to the Ball Diamond for your voice of the Carrington Cardinals. Here is BJ Walters.
Now from Carrington Softball Diamond, it is Cardinal Softball on the radio. And this afternoon, Region 2 play continues. It's a rematch of the 2024 Region 2 play-in game as the Carrington Cardinals host the Larimore Polar Bears. With a couple more wins, there will be no play-in game in 2025 for the Cardinals. They come in 3-1 in region play. This begins a very busy stretch of softball. We'll talk to head coach Brady Smith about that coming up very shortly. For Larimore, they only have one win on the year, and they do have a tendency to give up a lot of runs, but they beat the team that is likely to be the number one seed in the North in Pembina County North, and that is PCN's only loss. So it's the Cardinals and the Polar Bears coming up. The starting pitchers in this one for the two teams. Callie Hewitt goes for Carrington, and Caitlin Eggle goes for Larimore. There's plenty more to come, including the Bassett Motors starting lineups, very shortly. But when we come back, a visit from head coach Brady Smith. And we will do that when Cardinal Softball continues in a moment.
CHI, St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. If you're traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI, St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
Well, as we know, Carrington doesn't host a ton of games in the regular season, but here's their second one. They've got Larimore this afternoon, and we're joined by head coach Brady Smith, and this really does begin not just a busy stretch for you guys, but a really key stretch here in these last 2 weeks of the season.
Oh, for sure. It's going to be a busy and important. You know, we have a lot of important region games coming up, including one today, and then followed by another game on Monday with Nelson County. So, yeah, just like you said, it's going to be extremely busy yet important at the same time. So we're going to have to rack up as many region game wins as we possibly can here in the last couple weeks.
And this region race is kind of turning into what you thought it would be. The four of the five best teams are probably in the South with you guys, Nelson County, Mid-Cota, and then the two heavyweights in Mayport and Thompson. But you've played Mayport, you get Nelson County, Mid-Cota, and Thompson on back-to-back days. That makes games like this one doubly important because you can't slip up.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you know every game you got to show up and be ready to play. But, you know, I always try to focus on, you know, the current day. So, you know, if, you know, today's another day where if we don't show up ready to play, who knows what could happen. So, yeah, just like you said, every game going down the stretch, you know, with region standings and, you know, going into the regional tournament is going to be, you know, super important. So, you know, just hoping we can come out today and take care of business.
One of the good things about congested scheduling is that when your team is swinging the bats the way they are, you do want to get out there and keep doing it and keep doing it. And granted, you haven't played since Friday, but that was another good offensive performance against Midway Minto.
Oh, yeah, you know, for sure. We waited till the sixth or seventh inning to kind of get ourselves rolling again. But that's always, you know, you kind of find what your strengths are as a team, and you kind of find out what you're made of in games like that when you can score some runs at the end of the game. But yeah, like you said, it's going to be super important, you know, going down the stretch here, and just hopefully we can come out with another win today.
It's Larimore. This is a strange team to try to dissect because they give up a lot of runs, yet PCN has one loss on the year. It came to Larimore.
Yeah. I was looking at their schedule, and it's kind of hard to determine how today is going to go. They give up a lot of runs, but at the same time, they beat a really good PCN team. So today we're going to find out a little bit more about them and just hopefully, again, show up and ready to play.
Are they an example of what it is going to look like statewide growing the game? Last year, they were not very competitive. This year, they have a win over a good team. Results like that are important for the health of the sport.
Oh, for sure. I think it's important as, girls softball in North Dakota. I feel like there's more and more teams every single year, which is great for the state, for the communities who host these different programs. And from what I've experienced so far this year, it seems like every program that we've played has shown some sort of improvement from the previous times that we've played them, including ourselves. I would put us right up there as well. It's kind of fun to see the sport itself growing throughout the entire state. I think last year there was around 36, 38 teams somewhere in there. And now I believe there's over 40 Class B teams this year. So yeah, it's a lot of fun to see that the sport is growing and just giving girls another opportunity, to show their talents in their schools.
So today, Isabella's at track. The good thing is the lineup that you put out there today has seen plenty of playing time because of how talented Isabel is on the track and field course as well. Comfort level is a big thing in this sport. How comfortable do you feel like this lineup today is playing with each other?
Yeah, Isabel's been here about half the time so far, and the girls who have stepped in are going to get another opportunity like they've been all year. So I think the lineup that we have today is going to be, again, pretty comfortable with them, playing their spots and ordering the lineup, especially some of those underclassmen. We talked about Kennedy Trostead at the beginning of the year, so you've seen her name quite a bit on the lineup card so far this year, and she's going to get another chance at second base today and as well in the lineup as well.
You look behind the plate, and we are in an era where it seems like, at least in baseball and at the major league level, the importance of catchers is diminishing quite quickly, unfortunately. How different is Ella from Isabel in terms of working with Callie?
You can definitely see the experience levels. Softball's been a program here in Carrington. I don't remember a time where Isabel wasn't behind the plate, except for possibly in center field. A lot of it is just experience. I think by the time Ella's a junior or senior, she's going to be right up there where Isabel is right now. Just small details such as technique with blocking the ball. You maybe see a little more pass balls with a younger catcher versus a more experienced catcher. But I'm a firm believer that within the next even year or two, that you're going to see a lot more blocked balls behind the plate, and just technique wise, a little more sharp the older that Ella gets.
Well, coach, have some fun out there and good luck.
Yes, thank you, BJ.
The head coach of the Cardinals, Brady Smith, our guest. The Bissett Motors starting lineups and the first pitch of this one are coming up when Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
Have you heard? There's a new station in town. No, silly, it's not a train station. Hydration station. Come and check out Hydration Station at 930 First Street in Carrington. They have delicious and healthy protein shakes, teas, smoothies, and juices. And they also have some great snacks for on the go. And did you know that they are now open until 4:30? That's right, 6 a.m. till 4:30. Stop by and see Jim today at Hydration Station. First Street in Carrington, open Monday through Friday, 6 till 4:30. Check out Facebook for Saturday openings.
This is Rob Kuhneman of Fargo, a current Big Ten, Summit League, and Mid-American Conference basketball official. Why officiate? Almost every referee will tell you it keeps them involved in the game, and they know a lot more about it. If you're a high school athlete or just out of school and want to stay in the game, call your local high school or the North Dakota High School Activity Association at 701-845-3953. It's that easy.
A message from the NDHSAA and this radio station.
We're back at Carrington Softball Diamond. The Cardinals and Larimore Polar Bears coming up here in a matter of moments. The coaches are meeting at home plate, and it is time for the Bissett Motors starting lineups. Bissett Motors has a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. The sales crew offers friendly personal service. Bissett Motors, where our customers send their friends. Call today, 652-2955. First for the visiting Larimore Polar Bears. They lead off with their shortstop, Juliana Ostrom. The pitcher, Caitlin Eggel, hits second. The third place hitter is left fielder Michaela Sharp. Tenley Baim is in center field batting cleanup. Allison Larson, the third baseman, hits fifth. Jillian Dietzler, the first baseman, hits sixth. Destiny McCoy catches and bats seventh. Mariah Hoverson is the right fielder, hitting eighth. And Kenzie Clementson, the second baseman, hits ninth.
for Carrington. They'll lead off with their shortstop, Mara Coots. Bryn Smith bats second and plays first base. Cadence Van Ray, the center fielder, hits third. Callie Hewitt in the circle batting cleanup. Lauren Hendrickson, the third baseman, and she bats fifth. Ella Volk is catching and batting sixth. Bailey Ness in left field batting seventh. Aubrey Nice is in right field batting eighth. And Kennedy Trostad is at second base batting ninth. The Cardinals are in Cardinal red tops with black numbers outlined in white, black letters outlined in white, white numbers outlined in black, and black pants. While it's all black for Larimore, the cursive white script across the front, white numbers outlined in orange. It is a beautiful day for softball, for baseball, for anything. It's 59 degrees. The wind is very minimal. It's out of the south at 10 miles per hour. It feels like 52 degrees. There are threatening skies, but there have pretty much been threatening skies all afternoon in the central city, and nothing has happened so far. Let's hope that continues. Setting Callie Hewitt's defense behind her, left to right in the outfield, Bailey Ness, Cadence Van Ray, and Aubrey Nice. Left side of the infield, Lauren Hendrickson and Mara Coots. Right side, Kennedy Trostad and Bryn Smith. The catcher is Ella Volk, and the pitcher is sophomore Callie Hewitt. The Cardinals going for a 4-1 start to region play. They're extremely busy. On Saturday, they will play Harvey Wells County in Fessenden. Then on Monday, a big, big game, Nelson County, Mid-Cota, in McVille. That is a 4 o'clock first pitch. Then Tuesday, they will host the Thompson Tommies, and it does not slow down after that. They've got Midseason Madness in Fargo next weekend, and that's the next time we will have Carrington softball for you. All three of their games beginning on Friday night at 6:45, a week from tomorrow, against the Ray Jays from Fargo. It'll be right here on KDAK the Cardinal and on the KDAK the Cardinal YouTube channel. Nice crowd has made its way over to Cardinal Softball Diamond, and they are just about ready to go. So is Callie Hewitt, and let's do it from Carrington as the Cardinals look to continue their good, very good recent play. Juliana Ostrom stepping in, right-handed hitter. Callie Hewitt's first pitch at 427 is down and in, ball one. And we are underway. Everybody pretty much straight away. Lauren Hendrickson a step in from the bag at third. Bryn Smith even with the bag at first. And the 1-0 is swung through, 1-1. One and one is the count. Hewitt, ready, deals. And it's a riser, swing and a miss, 1-2. Good rise ball from the sophomore, Callie Hewitt. And the count is 1-2. Hewitt is ready, brings it home, and it's a riser high. Hewitt wears red shoelaces on her left foot, blue shoelaces on her right shoe. And now the 2-2 from Hewitt is fouled straight back. And it's still 2-2 to Juliana Ostrom, to be followed by Caitlin Eggle and Michaela Sharp. Top of the first inning, big region game here for Carrington. The 2-2 again is taken low, 3-2. Dennis Freeman calling the balls and strikes. Kyle Hewitt on the base umpire duties. Here's the 3-2, and it is hit on the ground back to Hewitt. She'll throw to first to Bryn Smith, and there's one down. So one up and one down, and here is Caitlin Eggle. Right-handed hitter. She is the starting pitcher for Larimore in this one. Carrington beat Larimore twice here last year. The first one allowed for them to host the play-in game, and a strike is called. It's 0-1. They won both handily. And they'll look to do that again today. There is no wind, which is very rare here in the Central City. That's low, 1-1. Usually it is a great benefit that Carrington are on the third base dugout because that's where the wind blows from, but there's not a whole lot to speak of right now. That's low, and it's 2-0 to Caitlin Eggle with one out and nobody on in the top half of our first inning, scoreless on the Bank Forward scoreboard.
Here comes a 2-1. And it is hit on the ground, past first, and into right field. A one-out single for Caitlin Engel. And it'll bring up Michaela Sharp. One on, one out. And Sharp hits from the right side. Bryn Smith off the bag at first. Hewitt throws, and it's hit foul, pass first. It's nothing and one. This is where something that Coach Smith talked to us about in pregame comes into play, because Ella Volk, with a runner at first, will try to keep everything in front of her. Kennedy Trostad takes a step the other way. Here's the 0-1, and it's hit in the air to center. Moving back is Van Ray. She reaches up, makes the catch, two down. So with two away, it is Tenley Baim hitting. Right-handed hitter, the center fielder for Larimore. First pitch from Hewitt is low. The runner goes. The throw down is a good one, but not in time. A stolen base on ball one. Good jump by Engel, and she steals second on ball one. And now the 1-0, a chance for the Polar Bears to strike first. There's a strike, and it's 1-1. Carrington, in their first home game of the year, did fall behind 1-0. They then scored 13 in the bottom of the first. And that was that. Now the 1-1. And it is taken low. Two balls and a strike to Tenley Baim. If the inning continues, Allison Larson is on deck to the right side. Callie Hewitt trying to work around a one-out single and a stolen base. The pitch is high, and it's three balls and a strike to the center fielder. Engel at second, two outs, top of the first, three balls, one strike, and Callie Hewitt deals. It's low, ball four, and there are two on and two out for Allison Larson. This is a Larimore team that certainly can score. When they beat PCN, they put 13 runs on the board. First pitch to Larson, rolls in, and on the wild pitch, both runners move up. Second and third, two down, and a one ball count. Now, Hewitt brings it home, and it's cut through by Larson, 1-1. 20 pitches so far for Callie. The sophomore ready, brings home a 1-1. And it's swung on and missed, 1-2. She's beaten Larson to the spot with a couple of fastballs. Does she go back to it or perhaps to the riser? We will see. The 1-2 is taken for strike three called, and the side is retired. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two left. And at the end of a half inning, it is Larimore nothing. Carrington coming up, and Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington NAPA Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
Hey Cardinals fans, whether you're driving to the big game or just cruising around, OK Tire Store has you covered with the best selection of Bridgestone tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. With Bridgestone tires, you can tackle every road with confidence and enjoy the journey ahead. The team at Carrington's OK Tire Store is here to provide top quality tires and service you can trust from employee owners. Visit OKTireInc.com or stop by the Carrington location today. Go Cardinals!
Larimore threatens but does not score in the first, and now Mara Coots, Bryn Smith, and Cadence Van Ray
Coots, right-handed hitter against Caitlin Egel. First pitch is high, 1-0. We'll set the defense for you left to right in the outfield after the 1-0 that is outside on the corner. It is one ball and one strike. Left to right in the outfield, Michaela Sharp, Tenley Baim, and Mariah Hoverson. 1-1 is low, two balls and a strike. Left side of the infield, Allison Larson and Juliana Ostrom. Right side, Kenzie Clementson and Julian Dietzler. That's fouled off, 2-2. The catcher is Destiny McCoy for Caitlin Egel. The count's 2-2 to Mara Coots. Right-handed hitter, freshman, already with 6 career home runs. The pitch is lined out to left. It's down, a base hit. And now it gets past the left fielder, and that is Sharp. It'll be a single and a two-base error as Coots is into third. And immediately a scoring opportunity for Carrington. Here's Bryn Smith. Smith, a right-handed hitter against Egel, the pitch. And Bryn fouls it away right side to the other softball diamond. It is no balls and one strike. Nothing in one. Here it is. And Smith chops it foul off her foot. That's not going to feel great. It's 0-2. On deck, Caden Van Ray. We're scoreless in the last of the first. Here's the 0-2, and Smith swings and misses. The throw to first is late breaking for home, and scoring is Coots. Everybody is safe on a strikeout wild pitch. It's 1-0. Now the first pitch is a ball. The runner goes, and Bryn Smith steals second. She's at second. Here's Cadence Van Ray, the 1-0. And she looks at a strike. It's one ball and one strike. Carrington breaking out on top early on the bank forward scoreboard. It's 1-0. Here's the 1-1. And Van Ray swings and misses. 1-2. Had a healthy cut at it. Just missed it, and the count is 1-2. Egel delivers. Van Ray skies one into right center, and it is caught by the center fielder, Baim. There's one down. That ball was hit very high, and on a sunnier day, that's a tricky play. But today, with a lot of cloud cover and perhaps a shower moving in, not as challenging. So here's Callie Hewitt, and she takes ball one. Carrington did get some rain yesterday, not as much as down in Jamestown. The 1-0 is a strike. It's 1-1 to Callie Hewitt. At second base, Bryn Smith. It's 1-0 Carrington in the bottom of the first inning. Big region game here for the Cardinals. The 1-0. Hewitt takes outside. That was on 1-1, rather. And the ball 2-1 strike pitch will be on the way from Caitlin Egel. Here it is. And it's grounded to the backhand of short. Great play, but there is no play. That was outstanding by Ostrom, but she has no play on the infield single. And they're at the corners for Lauren Hendrickson. Will Callie Hewitt be running? We will see. First pitch. Hewitt doesn't run. Here's a ground ball down to third. One play. It's at first. It's in time. Scoring is Smith down to second. Hewitt. It's 2-0 Carrington. And here's Ella Volk.
Did you get home on that?
Yeah.
And now Callie Hewitt is going to be run for, and she will be run for by Cambry Linderman. So Linderman running for Hewitt at second base. 2-0 Carrington Last of the first over Larimore. First pitch to Ella Volk is very high, 1-0. One ball to count. So far, two runs on two hits. The pitch is fouled off right side, and it's 1-1. We got the horn of a train moving by here in the Central City. 1-1 the count to Ella Volk. Here it is. Ella lines it into right, and it is down. Around third is Linderman. She will score. 3-0 Carrington on the line drive E9 in right field. And it's 3-0, and now Ella Volk will get a courtesy runner as well at first base. And this will be Gemma English will run. Bailey Ness hits Carrington with three in the inning. They lead 3-0 in the last of the first as those clouds continue to move in. So far, there's no rain because the baseball team is practicing under the clouds, and I don't see anything over there. The pitch is high, 1-0. Ness, a right-handed hitter. Seventh Cardinal to hit in the inning. Three have scored the pitch, and Ness swings through it. It's a 1-1 count, rather. I hope I leave. English at first, the pitch. Hitter square between the 1 and the 0 right in the back. And there's 2 on and 2 out for Aubrey Nice. You could hear that when it hit her. Ooh. Ouch. 2 on, 2 out, and here's Aubrey Nice. First pitch is high, 1-0. Still don't see any scrambling of the baseball team, so safe to say we're okay. The 1-0 is low, ball two, and a nice pick by McCoy behind the plate. Two balls to Aubrey Nice. Kennedy Trostad would hit next if the inning continues. The 2-0 is hit on the ground towards third. Third baseman picks it up, goes to the bag in time, and the side is retired. In the inning for Carrington, they get three runs on two hits with two errors and two left. And at the end of an inning on the Bank Forward scoreboard, it's Carrington 3, Larimore nothing. Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
Carrington sports fans, want to stay on top of all the local action? Catch what you missed by checking out the Foster County Independent. From game-changing plays to memorable moments, we've got you covered with the most in-depth sports coverage in town. And don't miss our stunning photo galleries that capture every thrilling moment and winning smile. For the latest scores, stories, and stunning sports shots, grab your copy of the Foster County Independent today or visit us online at fosterconews.com.
Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassettMotors.com or call us 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in to see our wide selection Bassett of new Motors, and pre-owned vehicles.
Where our customers send their friends.
The wind has picked up. Conditions are certainly changing here at Cardinal Softball Diamond as we go to the second inning with Carrington up by a 3-0 score. It's Jillian Dietzler leading off against Callie Hewitt, whose first pitch is tapped foul, 0-1. If we take a look at the radar screen, you can see that right now, there are little tiny pockets, and most of them are out west in the Minot area. Here's a comebacker to Hewitt, flip to Smith, one down. There is a system out west in about Minot, but this, what we're seeing above us right now, is just a very tiny dot on the radar. Here is Destiny McCoy, right-handed hitter against Hewitt, who throws. And it's hit on the ground back to Callie. She'll pick it up, throw to first, two down.
Ella, good hop.
Two down for Mariah Hoverson, and Cardinal softball all season long brought to you by Bickett Insurance. For your free estimate on auto, farm, home, business, or life insurance, call Bickett Insurance, 652-1775, located near the roundabout in Carrington. A swing and a miss on the first one to Hoverson. It's 0-1. No balls, one strike to count. Hewitt deals. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Good pitch. A drop ball from Callie. And it's 0-2. Two out, nobody on. Top of the second. Here's the 0-2. It is fouled. No, swung on and missed. A drop third. Throw to first. In time. 2-3. On the strikeout in a 1-2-3 second inning for Callie Hewitt. We're in the middle of the second on the bank forward scoreboard. 3-0 Carrington. Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com.
Carrington will send up 9-1-2 in the order in the second inning. It will be Kennedy Trostad, then Mara Kutz, and Bryn Smith against the right-hander Caitlin Eggle, whose first pitch to Trostad is taken high, 1-0. The wind is really picking up. Those clouds, it's just one big cloud. That's all it is. There's blue sky beyond it. The 1-0 is outside. Two balls and no strikes. 2-0 the count. Eggle delivers. Low ball three. And by the way, if you're wondering if Carrington will play in the rain, well, they kept the game last year with Thompson going in a hailstorm, so I think they would. The 3-0 is low. Ball four, and Trostad is aboard for Mara Kutz, who singled to begin the first. I'll never forget that. I went directly into the escape, and they just kept on playing in a hailstorm against Thompson. Kutz, 1-for-1, right-handed batter against the right-handed pitcher Eggle, who deals. And it's outside, the runner goes. Trostad steals second. A stolen base for Kennedy. She is in scoring position now for Mara Kutz, who's ahead 1-0. Now the 1-0. Mara takes in the dirt, gets away. Trostad to third. On a wild one. 2-0 the count, and this inning, Eggle has thrown six pitches. They have all been out of the zone so far. 2-0 the count. Here it is. And that's outside, ball three. On deck, Bryn Smith. She drove home the game's first run. The first of three in the first for Carrington. The 3-0 is fouled off left side as Brady Smith gave Mara the 3-0 green light. So she certainly got the 3-1 green light. The 3-1. And she smashes one down the left field line, a fair ball all the way to the fence. Trostad scores, going to second. Kutz with an RBI stand-up double. 4-0 Carrington. Mara Kutz turned on it and ripped it. That's how you hit a 3-1 pitch. You open up the hips and you pull the heck out of it. Here is Bryn Smith. You don't go the other way off the end of the bat on 3-1. Smith fouls off a bunt. It's 0-1. Bryn struck out but reached in the first inning. And on the throw to first, when she did reach, Mara Kutz scored.
Here's the 0-1, and that's a little high, 1-1. That wind is really whipping. The temperature has cooled right off.
Yeah, Brady.
And now it's more like North Dakota. Here's a 2-0, and it's popped up. Rather, the 1-1 is popped up, fouling out of play. Look out over there, Eric. Our buddy Eric Govic from the Foster County Independent taking the photos. Don't forget to check out their photos on the website. That's high, 2-2. Gallery, that's the word I was looking for, their photo gallery. The count is 2-2 to Bryn Smith. The pitch from Eggle is lined into center field. Base hit to third, Coots. She'll get the windmill. Here's the throw to the plate. It's late, and taking second on the throw is Smith. Not the prettiest slide. It didn't matter. It's 5-0 Cardinals. Callie Hewitt's giving Mara Coots a bit of a hard time on that, on the RBI single. And it's 5-0, and here's Cadence Van Ray, who flied out in her first at bat. First pitch to the Cardinals senior center fielder with Bryn Smith at second is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. No balls, one strike, the count to Van Ray. Here it comes from Eggle. And how did she get out of the way of that one? I have no idea. Skips right over it. One ball, one strike to Van Ray. Now the 1-1. Cadence takes high, 2-1. We'll get to the upcoming KDAK schedule because it's insanely busy when we can. That rolls in, gets away. Smith's at third. On the wild one, it's very busy starting today and really going until the end of the regular season a week from Tuesday. 3-1 to Van Ray, and she takes ball four. They're at the corners for Callie Hewitt as the first four have reached and two have scored in the inning. Carrington 5, Larimore 0 on the bank forward scoreboard. Hewitt, 1-for-1 with a single, and she takes ball one. There goes Van Ray, and she steals second base. They did not throw down in fears that Smith would then break for the plate. Here's a 1-0 to Hewitt, and she fouls it away. It's one ball and one strike. At second, Van Ray. At third, Smith. Nobody out in the second. 5-0 Carrington. Here's a 1-1. Hewitt lines it into left. That's a base hit, and it gets past the left fielder. A single and an E7 scores both runs. It's 7-0. And we're going to get the courtesy runner again at second base, and that again is going to be Cambry Linderman. Lauren Hendrickson will hit. 7-0 Cardinals. Hendrickson 0-for-1 with a ground out to third. It was a run scoring ground out. The pitch. And it bounces in, 1-0. Linderman did a good job of reading it, understanding that McCoy had made a good block. She could not advance. One ball to count. Here it is to Hendrickson, and she hits it on the ground out to short. The throw to first is in time. To third is Linderman, and the throw to third gets away. Linderman scores. It's 8-0 on the E3. Eight nothing, and here's Ella Volk. Ella reached on an error back in the first. The pitch. Ella hits it on the ground, foul of third. It's 0-1. Boy, talking about what a nice day it was. All we did was we jinxed it, and we are very sorry. 0-1 to Volk. And that's a little in. 1-1. A ball and a strike to the Cardinal catcher. Carrington Track and Field competing in Oaks today. That's why Volk is catching. Isabel Wendell is with Track and Field. The 1-1. And Volk smashes one into deep right center field. Moving over and making the catch is Bam. There's two down. And it'll bring up Bailey Nass, who was hit square in the back in her first at bat. Right-handed hitter, right-handed pitcher, Caitlin Eggle, who throws a strike. It's 0-1. Nothing in one. Eggle deals. And a swing and a miss, 0-2. The big thing is the cloud is now over this softball diamond, and there's no water with it yet. The 0-2, swing and a miss, strike three, and the side is retired. Carrington gets five runs on three hits with two errors and nobody left, and at the end of two innings on the Bank Forward scoreboard, Carrington 8, Larimore nothing. Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience. We know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Give Bickett Insurance a call today.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farm owners grow and succeed today and into the future.
Cardinals lead 8-0 going to the third, and before we go any further, let us pause 10 seconds for station identification. Live from the Central City, this is Cardinal Softball.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by I3G Media.
First pitch is a low to Kenzie Clementson. 9-1 and 2, Clementson, Ostrom and Eggle in the third inning against Callie Hewitt, who now deals a 1-0. And that's high, ball two. Two balls, no strikes to the nine-hole hitter, Clementson. The 2-0. He is a strike. It's 2-1. Carrington with another big game on Monday. They'll play Saturday against Harvey Wells County. The big game is Monday. The 2-1 hit on the ground, foul, 2-2. If they can beat Nelson County Medcoda, then that 100% eliminates the opportunity that Carrington would have to play in the play-in game. Here's the 2-2, and a tie, ball three, to Clementson. Carrington will play Harvey Wells County on Saturday, then Nelson County Midcoda in McVille on Monday, then host Thompson on Tuesday. The 3-2 is high, ball four. A leadoff walk to Clementson, and here comes Juliana Ostrom. She's 0-1 with a comebacker. And then it's midseason madness against the Ray Jays next Friday night. The pitch is high, 1-0 to Ostrom. For Carrington baseball, they're practicing just behind us, and they've got a massive doubleheader tomorrow. Region doubleheader at Lemoore Litchfield Marion. The 1-0 is inside, goes off the glove of Volk, and down to second goes Clementson on a pass ball. Ostrom ahead 2-0. 8-0 Carrington in the third, and the 2-0. Ostrom shows bunt, bunts it in the air, foul, 2-1. Carrington and Lemoore Litchfield Marion tomorrow at 3:45 for the doubleheader. Kyle Hewitt will have it for you from Lemoore. If the Lobos win those games, they pretty much lock up the number one seed barely halfway through region play. If the Cardinals can steal one or both, they may not have to play in that play-in game. Here's a 2-1. Very high, ball three. And then on Monday, the Cardinals have New Rockford Cheyenne in a makeup game. 1:45 airtime on the Cardinal. We'll have that one for you. Here's a 3-1, and it's in the dirt. Ball four. The ball gets away. The throw to third is late. A stolen base for Clemenson.
Yeah, win it, right after.
The count is full at 3-2. That previous pitch was called a strike. Here's a 3-2. And it's lined to first and caught by Bryn Smith. One out in the inning on the line drive to first. And here's Caitlin Eggle. She singled in her first at bat. The only hit for Larimore so far. The pitch is low, 1-0. Then Cardinal baseball on Tuesday in Wishick at 4:15 airtime on KDAK, the Cardinal, and David Burrell will bring that one to you. The 1-0 is fouled away off to the right, 1-1. And don't forget, we've got a special two-hour Carrington Coaches Show on Monday night, live from Prairie Inn Restaurant and Bakery. We've got a lot of great guests lined up for you on that show. Here's the 1-1. Fouled off, 1-2. We've got Brady Morgan, boys golf, Brady Smith, softball, Wayne Shipman, baseball, Caden Merring, volleyball, April Burnson, track and field. We've got a full show for you. Here's the 1-2. Taken for strike three called on the outside corner. And there was a runner at third and nobody out. Now there's a runner at third and two down, and it is up to Michaela Sharp. She flied out to Van Ray in her first at bat. 8-0 in the third. The pitch rolls in, gets away. Volk flips to Hewitt, but not in time at the plate. Coming in to score is Clemenson. It's 8-1 on the wild pitch. Plus, on Monday night on the Coach's Show, we'll have Athletics Director Carla Michelson with a special announcement. Some of you may know what the announcement is, some of you may not, and that's as far as I'll go with it. Here's the 1-0. Now to the right-handed hitting Michaela Sharp in an 8-1 game. It's on the way. And did that hit her or the knob of the bat? It hit her. And on the hit-by-pitch, there's a two-out base runner for Tenley Baim, who walked in her first at bat. Right-handed hitter Baim against right-handed pitcher Hewitt, who throws. And it's a strike on the outside. It's 0-1. Hewitt on 47 pitches as she works in the third. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-2. The ball pops out. The throw down to second is late on the pass ball. Down to second is Sharp. And it's 0-2. To Baim. The pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Volk will have to throw to first and does in time. The side is retired. Score it 2-3 on the strikeout, and it is a run without the benefit of a hit. No errors and nobody, and one left, rather. And after 2.5 innings on the Bank Forward scoreboard, it's now Carrington 8 and Larimore 1. Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
Carrington Drug, your independently owned good neighbor pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere. The ones who aid an aging parent or nurturing a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance, good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street in Carrington, caring for you and our community.
I'm Kara Brinster with Brinster Law PC, located at 832 Main Street in Carrington, the Old State Farm building across from Bremer Bank. I graduated in 2009 from UND School of Law, and I've been practicing ever since. I specialize in family law and mediation, and I'm extending my practice to areas of property, estates, and wills. Call me at 701-652-3400 to set up an appointment to discuss your legal needs.
8-1 as we go to the bottom of the second inning, or bottom of the third inning, excuse me. Aubrey Nice, Kennedy Trostad, and Mara Coots, 8-9-1 in the Cardinal order. And Carrington Softball is brought to you by Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, the store next door, powered locally at Cenex. Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton. Caitlin Eggle has thrown 56 pitches, and her 57th is the first of the third inning, and it's ball one outside to Aubrey Nice, who reached on a fielder's choice to end the first. The 1-0 is a strike, gets 1-1. One ball, one strike. Caitlin Eggle, right-handed hitter, or right-handed pitcher, rather, against the right-handed hitting Nice, who takes high and tight. 2-1. The pitch to Nice is a little bit inside, 3-1. Didn't miss by much, but it's 3-1 to Aubrey Nice with Kennedy Trostad next. And Nice takes ball four, a leadoff walk in the third, as all of a sudden those clouds are gone, the sun is out, and there's no more threat of rain anymore. What a strange, strange system. There's a strike to Trostad, down to second Nice on a stolen base. Trostad walked in her first at bat. She's behind in the count 0-1 with a 7-run lead in the third. And the 0-1 is high and away. One ball, one strike. A ball and a strike. Eggle, her 64th pitch, is high, ball two. 2-1. Two balls, one strike to count. The pitch is a strike over the inside. It's 2-2 with the top of the order, and Mark Coots on deck. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Trostad down on strikes. And there's one down in the third for Mara Coots, who is singled and doubled. Both to left. And the double was a 3-1 pull. Well done, as she takes ball one in the dirt. And on to third is Nice on the wild one. It's 1-0 to Mara. The 1-0, and Coots takes a strike on the inside. It's 1-1. One ball, one strike. The pitch to the freshman is hit in the air to left. That's down. That's a base hit. Nice scores. Coots is 3-for-3. An RBI single makes it 9-1. And here comes Bryn Smith, who reached on a drop third strike in the first and singled in the second. The pitch. Smith pulls it. A long third. It's off the glove of the third baseman, and all hands are safe. We'll score that an error, I think. And the first pitch is high to Cadence Van Ray. 1-0. Cadence has walked and flied out. The 1-0. Van Ray takes outside, ball two. Carrington trying to add to a 9-1 lead in the third. The 2-0. Hit in the air a mile high. Moving over and making the catch is the left fielder Sharp. There's two down. Well, there is where the sky can get a little tricky because now it's all sun. It's just blue sky up there. That can get tricky, but a good play made, and here's Callie Hewitt. She has singled twice. Two on, two out. The pitch is high, 1-0. A run home in the inning. Carrington with three in the first, five in the second, one so far here in the third. They lead 9-1 on the Bank Forward scoreboard. The 1-0, Hewitt skies it out to left. It's a little more shallow coming on to make the catch is sharp, and the side is retired. Carrington get a run, and at the end of three innings, our new score, Carrington 9, Larimore 1, and Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
When it's time to buy a new appliance for your home, remember DJ's Home Center. Did you know they are a locally owned business and that they have been serving this great community since 1993? DJ's Home Center services and delivers within 45 miles of Carrington, bringing you the best prices on all major brand appliances. So don't go anywhere else. Remember that DJ's Home Center is your local, low-priced, best-trained appliance store. Located right by the roundabout, go Cardinals!
Rest assured that you'll be treated with the care and respect you deserve at Central Pharmacy. Conveniently located in the heart of Carrington and New Rockford, Central Pharmacy delivers the kind of attention and commitment to improving your health care that the big box stores just can't. Central Pharmacy does it all, from medical supplies to prescriptions, health and wellness concerns. Plus, we have a great selection in our gift, boutique, and decor departments. Visit us on Facebook for up-to-date info. Central Pharmacy, your one stop in Carrington and New Rockford.
The line scores through three innings. For Carrington, they have nine runs on six hits, no errors. They've left four. For Larimore, a run on a hit, five errors. They've left three. Callie Hewitt faces Allison Larson to start the fourth, and she bounces in ball one. And we tell you that Cardinal softball all season brought to you by Brinster Law. Brinster Law specializes in family law and mediation, but is here to help with any legal questions. 652-3400. The 1-0 is high, ball two. 5-6-7 in the order. Larson, Dietzler, and McCoy. Hewitt at 51 pitches through three plus innings. The pitch. Swing and a miss, 2-1. The sophomore throwing pretty well, having given up just a hit and a run. The 1-1. Low, 2-1. Bounced all the way to the backstop, and I beg your pardon, that was ball three. 3-1. It was 2-0, then a swing and a miss, then that one. So, yep, 3-1 the count. And now the 3-1. And it's swung on and missed by Larson, 3-2. Larson, a strikeout victim in her first at bat. Hewitt trying to come back from 3-1 down in the count. She deals, and it is taken for strike three called. One down in the fourth for Jillian Dietzler, who grounded out in her first at bat. It was a comebacker. One out in the fourth. The pitch. Dietzler takes ball one, 1-0. One and oh the count. The pitch is a little high, 2-0. Two and oh the count. And here it is. Low ball three. 3-0 to Dietzler with Destiny McCoy on deck. Now the 3-0 is on the way. And it's right through there, 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Defense is straight away. And the 3-1 is taken for a strike, 3-2. And so now after coming back from 3-1, in the previous at-bat, Hewitt trying to come back from 3-0 this at-bat to Dietzler. The payoff is taken for ball four. Down and in with a screwball. And a visit to the circle by Ella Volk is brought to you by Dakota Central. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and experience Command IQ today at dakotacentral.com.
9-1 Carrington in the fourth, and here's Destiny McCoy with one on and one out. For Hewitt so far, three and a third innings, a hit, three walks, five strikeouts, and a run. First pitch is hit on the ground to Bryn Smith. She'll take it to the bag, advancing to second, Dietzler. There's two down. And here is Mariah Hoverson. She struck out in her first at bat. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Runner at second. Two down in the fourth. 9-1 Carrington on the bank forward scoreboard. And a swing and a miss. 0-2. Cardinals will have Lauren Hendrickson leading off the home half. Here's the 0-2. Fouled straight back, still 0-2. No balls and two strikes to count. As now it's become a very comfortable day again in Carrington, weather-wise. The pitch is fouled straight back, and it's still 0-2. Good at bat by Hoverson to foul off a couple of tough 0-2 pitches from Callie Hewitt. Nothing in two from the right-handed sophomore. And she brings it home. Very high all the way to the backstop. And on to third goes Dietzler on ball one. A wild pitch to the backstop. It's one ball and two strikes. The 1-2. In the dirt, gets away, and scoring is Dietzler on the wild one. It's 2-2, and it's 9-2. Two balls, two strikes to number two, Mariah Hoverson. Hewitt throws. Very high ball, three, and from 0-2, Hoverson, a great at bat. She's worked it to 3-2. Three balls and two strikes to count. Hewitt is ready. The 3-2. His high ball, four, Hoverson's aboard. Fourth walk for Hewitt. And here comes a nine-hole hitter, Kenzie Clementson, who walked in her first at bat. Right-handed hitter, right-handed pitcher with a run home without the benefit of a hit. And that's high, ball one. 1-0 is the count. And now the 1-0. And there's a strike at the knees. It's 1-1. You get an extra treat next week at Fargo Midseason Madness because Tate Wolski will join me on the call for those games after he plays in a couple games earlier that day. That bounces in, gets away, and down to second goes Hoverson on a wild one. Two balls and one strike. That's right, we're having a triple header on KDAK next Friday. Here's a 2-1. Fouled off the mask of home plate umpire Dennis Freeman. It's 2-2. Immediately, Ella Volk asked if he was all right, and he said, oh, yeah, I'm good. That's a wrestling dad. A little softball ain't going to bother him. The 2-2. Hitter. So Callie Hewitt has walked two and hit one in the inning. And now here comes Brady Smith to the circle for a Dakota Central pitching visit. It's 9-2 Carrington in the fourth. And this is just an opportunity as he brings the entire infield together to just talk and calm everybody down.
speaking of Cardinal baseball, they're in action tomorrow. A doubleheader at Lemoore. Kyle Hewitt has it for you at 3:45 from Lemoore as the very good Lemoore, Litchfield, Marion, Edgley Lobos host Carrington. That is a very good baseball team the Cardinals are up against tomorrow. Might we see Gunnar Thiel just about against Tate Wolski on the mound? That would just be well worth all of our tuning ears tomorrow. So 2-1 and 2-out for the top of the order, and Juliana Ostrom, who is 0-for-2 with a ground out and a line out. The pitch. Ostrom fouls it off the end of the bat. It's nothing and one. Here's the 0-1. A little roller back to Hewitt. The throw to first is in time, and the side is retired. A run without the benefit of a hit. There were no errors, and there were two left. And as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning, it's now Carrington 9, Larimore 2. We'll give you an update on another track and field state qualifier when Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
The fun is always on tap. I'm headed to Headlocks.
Headlocks!
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details and visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings.
The fun is always on tap. I'm headed to Headlocks.
Headlocks. Headlocks.
Headlocks. Carrington, North Dakota.
Effortlessly manage your farm fertility with Verify. Verify takes yield data directly from your combine and instantly generates variable rate fertility maps based on your nutritional goals. Whether it's building soil, balancing nutrition, or maintaining fertility. And with full integration with John Deere Operations Center, Verify can send recommendations directly to application equipment, no matter the color. For more information on Verify, talk to your Hefty agronomist and keep your farm moving.
On to the bottom of the fourth inning. It will be 5-6-7 in the order. Lauren Hendrickson, Ella Volk, and Bailey Ness against Caitlin Eggle. And we teased it before the break, but thanks very much, Mary Wendell, for the update. Maya Nice is qualified in the long jump for state today. So Carrington really racking up the state qualifiers in track. Here's Lauren Hendrickson. She's grounded out twice. And here she pops it up. Foul territory, first base side. It's 0-1. Carrington 9, Larimore 2. Last of the fourth inning on the bank forward scoreboard. Here's the 0-1. Lauren fouls it straight back 0-2. That's the 77th pitch for Caitlin Eggle. Now the 0-2. And Hendrickson smashes into left. She went up and got the rise ball, a leadoff hit in the fourth. So they had worked her down in the zone, down in the zone, down in the zone, and then they try to get her with the rise ball, and she got on top of it. Here's Ella Volk. She has reached on an error and flied out, and she fouls the first one straight back 0-1. Nothing and one to the Cardinal catcher. And here it is. Ella hits it in the air to right. Moving in and making the catch against the sun was Hoverson. One down. Boy, she's not wearing any shades or anything like that. And boy, she made a nice play. Here's Bailey Ness. She has struck out and been hit by a pitch. The pitch is lined foul down the right side. It's 0-1. Carrington with three in the first, five in the second, one in the third. Larimore with one in the third, one in the fourth. The 0-1 is high, 1-1. There goes the runner. The throw down is in time, but it pops out of the glove, and a stolen base for Hendrickson. Had the ball been held on to by Ostrom, Lauren was out. But instead, she gets a steal, and she's at second. A 1-1 count with one out. The pitch to Ness is on the inside corner. Strike. It's 1-2. One ball and two strikes to Bailey Ness. Here it is. Low, and it's 2-2. Carrington trying to add to their 9-2 lead here in the fourth inning. Here it is. A little fister that is dropped by the first baseman, and all hands are safe on the E3. So two on. Hendrickson could not move because it was a pop-up. So two on and one out, and here's Aubrey Nice. She has walked and reached on a fielder's choice, and she takes ball one. Now, am I to guess that Maya is her sister? Or, yes, her sister. There's a strike, and it's 1-1. And Maya has, as we just told you, qualified in the long jump for state. So now Aubrey trying to come through here and get Carrington to double figures, and she does. A line drive to left field, a base hit. Coming home, Hendrickson, she'll score, and on the throw, everybody moves up. And it's 10-2, Carrington on the RBI single by Aubrey Nice.
I cannot slide.
Second and third, and here's Kennedy Trostad taking ball one. Trostad has walked and struck out. 10-2 Carrington, bottom of the fourth inning on the Bank Forward scoreboard. The pitch is high, 2-0. 2-0 the count to Trostad. It's on the way, and Kennedy swings through strike one. It's 2-1. Two balls, one strike. And it's fisted towards first. Taking it to the bag is Dietzler. Everybody moves up. That means that Bailey Ness scores, and it's 11-2. And that will bring up Mara Kutz, who has singled twice and doubled once. 11-2. Aubrey Nice at third. Two down in the fourth. And the pitch to Kutz is hit on the ground towards short. And it's through the legs of the shortstop, Ostrom. Scoring is Nice. Aboard is Kutz on the E6. And now it is 12-2. And here's Bryn Smith. First pitch to Bryn is swung on and missed. It's 0-1. Nothing and one with Kutz at first and two down. Smith watches it go to the backstop, and Kutz is at second on the wild pitch. A ball and a strike to Bryn Smith. It's on the way. And Bryn smashes it in the air, deep to left center field. And going back to make the catch is Baim. The side is retired. But Carrington score thrice more. And as we go to the fifth, they lead it 12-2 on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
Running tough, running strong. High Plains Equipment is your authorized Case IH dealer serving farmers around Carrington, Devil's Lake, Rugby, and Harvey. When you're ready to invest in a new piece of quality Case IH equipment, their friendly, knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments will make sure your experience is outstanding. Visit highplainseq.com to connect with your local Case IH High Plains Equipment location.
Many dream of five-star hotels and five-star restaurants. What about five-star treatment from your dentist? That's exactly what you'll get at Carrington Dental Care. Dr. J's and Dr. Chaz's gentle, relaxed, and friendly atmosphere will give you a full-service dental experience with five-star customer service and care. Carrington Dental Care will give you five-star dental treatment for the entire family. New patients are always welcome. Visit thecarringtondentist.com or call 701-652-2801.
Larimore must score to keep the game going. It's 2-3-4 in the lineup. Eggle, Sharp, and Bam against Callie Hewitt, who has thrown 77 pitches through four innings, 34 balls, 43 strikes. The first pitch to Eggle is high, ball one. Theoretically, Carrington three outs away from being 4-1 in region play when they played Nelson County, Mid-Cota on Monday in McVille. The pitch fouled away, 1-1. That will become a very big game because Nelson County, Mid-Cota only have one region loss. And it comes to Thompson. Here's the pitch. Popped up on the infield. Does Bryn Smith have a play? Yes, she does. Sliding near the Larimore dugout. What a nice play by Bryn Smith. And it'll bring up Michaela Sharp, who has flied out and been hit by a pitch. First one to her is swung on and missed. It's 0-1. Nothing in one the count. Here it is to Sharp, and it's low, 1-1.
One ball, one strike.
By the way, Carrington does not expect to have Isabel Wendell on Monday against Nelson County, Mid-Cota. It will be this lineup. A 1-1 is low, 2-1, but Wendell will return against Thompson on Tuesday. That's the plan as we understand it. Here's the 2-1. Low, ball three. Callie's trying to throw that screwball, and it's slipping out of her hand just a little bit. That's why it keeps bouncing in. 3-1 to Sharp. Here it is. And it's popped up foul. Uh-oh. It hits the tree just above my vehicle. 3-2. That's why I said uh-oh. 3-2 to Sharp. All's well that ends well. The 3-2 from Hewitt is lined out to center. Moving back Van Ray. She's got it. Two down. And the last hope for Larimore is Tenley Bame, who has walked and struck out. Ready, ready matchup. And the first one is taken inside, 1-0. One ball of the count, and here it is. Fouled straight back, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Hewitt delivers. Hit on the ground to Bryn Smith on the backhand. She'll take it to the bag, and the Carrington Cardinals pick up another win by a final count in five innings of 12-2. Cardinals win it 12-2 postgame next when Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
This is Tanner from Leading Edge Equipment. We've got you covered for all your on-farm bulk oil needs. We deliver high-quality John Deere engine oil, Hi-Guard, Cool-Guard, and DEF, along with a wide selection of oil tanks and accessories. Call Scott in Michigan, Chuck in Carrington, or me, Tanner in Devil's Lake. We're ready to deliver right to your farm. Leading Edge Equipment, your family-owned John Deere dealer in Michigan, Devil's Lake, Hamden, and Carrington. Talk to the parts department today.
A growing operation keeps you going from sunup to sundown and beyond. Bremer Bank knows it's good to have a banker who helps you weather the ups and downs of the market, add to your operation, and get the resources, inputs, and equipment you need to make it pay off. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever, and understanding is everything. Find out more at bremer.com.
Cardinals win it by a final count of 12-2 in five innings. The line scores for Carrington, 12 runs, 8 hits, no errors, leaving 5 for Larimore, 2 runs, 1 hit, 8 errors. They left 5. The winning pitcher for Carrington will be Callie Hewitt, and the loss is charged to right-hander Caitlin Egel. The time of the game was 1 hour and 6 minutes, and we'll be joined by head coach Brady Smith and by, we think, Mara Coots in just a moment when Cardinal Softball continues after this.
Why choose Professional Eye Care Centers? Three great reasons are Dr. Bond, Dr. Freilich, and Dr. Jangula, three of the most educated professional optometrists you'll ever meet. Next is their many locations. You can now see one of their spectacular doctors in Jamestown, Valley City, Carrington, Edgeley, Ellendale, and Lemoore. And finally, their fantastic selection. And yes, all of their frames and lenses are backed up by warranty. Visit proeyecarecenters.com and make an appointment today. Professional Eye Care Centers, clearly the best.
Dakota Growers Pasta Company makes over 100 pasta shapes and formulas for retail, private label, food service, and ingredient customers. Check out a new career with excellent wages and benefits at Dakota Growers Pasta Company or contact Human Resources at 701-540-6152 to help you apply. Ask about our $1,000 sign-on bonus, relocation assistance, and loan repayment plan. Good luck to our Carrington Cardinals. Come make pasta with us.
The Cardinals pick up a 12-2 five-inning win over the Larimore Polar Bears as the Cardinals now 4-1 in region play. And again, if they win on Monday, they do not have to play in the play-in game. That is now assured because you cannot possibly win five region games and still get stuck in the play-in game. It's just not reasonable that could happen, even if Carrington were to fall to Thompson on Tuesday. While we wait for Coach Smith and Mara Coots, who is going to join us in post-game, we'll tell you tomorrow, Carrington baseball, a doubleheader against Lemoore, my best guess, and I'm only guessing, Tate Wolski in one game, Josh Bickett in the other game against Lemoore Litchfield Marion. And that'll be at 3:45 here on the Cardinal. Kyle Hewitt will have it for you. In fact, he'll have them both for you. And then on Monday, it'll be Carrington Baseball and New Rockford Cheyenne at 1:45 for you. I'll have that one. And then Tuesday, Carrington Baseball and South Border at 4:15. And David will have that one for you. Right now, we're joined by the victorious head coach of the Cardinals, Brady Smith. His team, a 12-2 five-inning win over Larimore. Let's get his we will get his headset fixed there. And coach, another win, and sort of a workmanlike win today. It wasn't always pretty, but you had to get it done.
Yep, exactly. You know, that's a very much improved team from a year ago. I was very impressed with how much they've progressed from last year. So yeah, it was definitely a hard fought win. That nothing ever really came easy that game. So but you know, sometimes that's a good game for us to play, just to, you know, learn how to grind through it. And you know, fortunately, still come out on top, 12-2.
Your top of the lineup really hit the ball well today.
Yeah, definitely. You know, specifically 1 through 6, probably. You know, I just told Aubrey Nice, I was very proud of how she swung the bat today too. A lot of solid contact. But you know, it's nice to get these younger girls in too. You know, like Kennedy Trost had another great opportunity to you know, to showcase, you know, at second base and at the plate as well. But, you know, even 1 through 9, I was just pleased at how everyone swung the bat today. You know, you know, Maracutes, you know, Brin, Cal, you know, you saw a lot of high velocity swings again, you know, the ball coming off the bat as expected. So that's also fun to see, you know, especially coming towards the last couple of weeks, the final stretch here.
And a no error game. And the one thing that I want to sort of highlight is Brin over at first base. This is a position that she didn't play a lot last year because, well, she didn't have to play it a lot. She looks awfully comfortable at first base, going to the backhand on a ground ball, coming to her left on a pop up. Just her range is really good.
Yeah, just those are some things that we've kind of stayed after practice and worked on too, just, you know, footwork technique and, you know, being aggressive on those, you know, high pop-ups and foul territory. You know, I was, again, pleased with Ella catching, kind of making her way that way too, talking with Brynn of, you know, where the fence was. You know, those are the small things that all kind of add up and it can be the result of a play and avoiding injury, you know, too. So avoiding running into the fence and stuff. But yeah, I'm pretty pleased with how Brynn has kind of learned to play that position this year.
So you've got a game Saturday with Harvey Wells County, not the most important game. Not that they're all not important, but that one not near as important as the one you're going to play Monday with Nelson County Mid-Cota.
Right, yeah, and we're going to be missing, I think, 4 to 5 girls for state music that day too. So, again, there's going to be a great opportunity for some of those younger girls to step in and kind of get a feel what it's like to play in a varsity game. So I'm excited for that, and I'm excited for them as well. So, yeah, you know, that's going to be a solid Harvey team that will play on Saturday. They're always competing, it seems like, in that tougher region, you know, up northwest over there. So we know what to expect from them. They know what to expect from us. So, yeah, hopefully it's a hard-fought game and kind of propels us towards a very important game on Monday.
We will talk to you Monday night after that game and as part of the Carrington Coaches Show. Congrats on the win.
Yeah, thanks, BJ.
The head coach of the Cardinals, Brady Smith. We will get his shortstop and leadoff hitter, Mara Coots, over here to chat with us for just a second. Mara had 3 hits. She had 2 singles and a double. And Mara, coach, first off, congratulations. Coach Smith just talked about the high velocity swings. We talk so much about high velocity pitches, but clearly when you see something you like, you're really attacking it.
Yeah, my main goal up there is to get on base, but personally I like to try and get a hit as much as I can. So if I see one I like, I usually try to swing at it.
When you're hitting the ball like that against a pitcher, it must mean that you're seeing the ball pretty well out of her hands. Well,
mm-hmm. Yeah, with all the reps we have, we always hit in the batting cage. So this past week, Coach has been using the pitching machine, and we've been cranking it up. So it's been good to kind of have like a live at like during practice, so when it comes to games, we can convert it.
And speaking of velocity, that's a little different than what you saw Friday with Midway Minto. Mm-hmm. I heard that was just kind of a frustrating game because it's a much slower pitch.
Not necessarily slower, but it's the spin also. The spin's also very different. We just kind of got to work with what we have and just try and time it up.
So you're in a very busy stretch of softball now. You've got the game Saturday with Harvey, then 2 really fun games next week with Nelson County, Mid-Cota, and Thompson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do, for sure. It's going to be fun.
And for you guys who were contributors last year, I mean, if you can get a win next week, you don't have to play in that play-in game. I know that's a big thing for you guys.
Yeah, we're really looking to win next week for sure. Yeah.
Well, congratulations, 3 hits and just steady as they come out of that leadoff spot. Congratulations,
Mara. Thank you. Thank you.
Mara Coots joining us. We will come back and wrap it up after Carrington gets a 12-2 win. Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
Screen printing, custom gifts, and laser engraving all in Carrington? What a concept. Central City Concepts. They can take your corporate logo, event graphic, or favorite saying and make it sing on t-shirts, coffee mugs, hydro flasks, and all sorts of promotional items. They can also do custom laser engraving, specializing in everything from signs to award plaques to promo gifts for businesses. Check them out on Facebook or call Central City Concepts at 652-5346 during business hours, Monday through Thursday from 9 to 4.
Is it time for you to switch banks? Hi, I'm Tiffany Paulson from Bank Forward in Carrington. At Bank Forward, we have everything you get from a big bank, but small enough to give you exceptional service. Make the switch and let us show you the Bank Forward difference. Call 652-2852 or visit bankforward.com today. Putting the customer first since 1927. It's simply the Forward way. Bank Forward, member FDIC.
back in Carrington, wrapping it up as the Cardinals pick up their fourth Region 2 win in five attempts. They do that with a 12-2 five-inning decision over, and I agree wholeheartedly with what Brady Smith just said, a much-improved Larimore Polar Bear outfit in 2025. So the Cardinals are back at it on Saturday in Fessenden against Harvey Wells County. Now, you'll note on the schedule, it says that they're going to play Harvey Wells County in rugby. That rugby game is now not happening. It's just Harvey Wells County on Saturday. And then Monday, huge game. Nelson County, Mid-Cota, the winner will probably be no worse than the number three seed in the regional tournament, while the losing team could end up in a play-in game. It would be a home play-in game, but it would still be a play-in game. You really don't want to have to play that. The next Cardinal softball broadcast we have for you is in 8 days, a week from tomorrow. It is Fargo Midseason Madness, and it's the Carrington Cardinals and the Ray Jays at 6:45 from Fargo on KDAK, the Cardinal, and on YouTube. Now, don't forget, tomorrow we've got Cardinal baseball for you at Lamore Litchfield Marion. Kyle Hewitt will have that for you at 3:45. It's a doubleheader and big games for Wayne Shipman's team in Lamore. Our thanks to everyone here in Carrington, and that, as always, when we do these home softball broadcasts. And a little, I did not see this during the broadcast. I apologize. Isabel will be available on Monday now. I've just been informed that she will be available Monday. So Carrington will have their regular starters on Monday when they play Nelson County, Mid-Cota. That is big news, and thanks to Mary Wendell for that information. Big shout out to Floyd Volk, Ella's dad, who brings out his generator so that we can do this for home softball games. Big thanks to Floyd for that. Thanks to our entire crew here in Carrington, Superintendent Janelle Helm, High School Principal Connor Weber, and Athletics Director Carla Michelson. Now, speaking on behalf of all of them, my name is BJ Walters. Carrington are 4-1 in Region 2 play after a 12-2 five-inning win over the Larimore Polar Bears. Until tomorrow in Lamore, good night from the Central City.
Thank you for listening to Carrington Cardinals Softball here on KDAK, the Cardinal. Cardinal Softball is brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Central City Lumber, Hefty Seed, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Central City Concepts, Brinster Law, Headlocks, OK Tire, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Pickett Insurance, Sendak, DJ's Home Center, Napa Auto Parts, Dakota Growers Pasta Company, Central Pharmacy, Bank Forward, Bassett Motors, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Bremer Bank, Dakota Central, Foster County Independent, and the Hydration Station. For more information on Carrington Cardinal Athletics, make sure you head on over anytime to newsdakota.com. This has been a production of the I3G Media Sports Network.